You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands we record this podcast on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, as well as the Wanneroo and the Gamilaroi people. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures.
Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
From Mamma Mia, hi, I'm Emma Gillespie and welcome to The Quickie, getting you up to speed daily. Here are the evening news headlines for Monday, the 19th of September. Hundreds of thousands of people have lined the streets surrounding Westminster with final preparations underway for the funeral of Queen Elizabeth II today. Millions of people here in Australia and many more around the world are expected to tune in to one of the biggest events in London's history. The Queen's funeral will begin at 11 a.m. UK time, which is 8 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. The service will be broadcast from Westminster Abbey on most major Australian TV news channels. 2,000 people will pack out the Abbey, made up of world leaders, kings, queens, presidents, emperors and prime ministers, including our own Anthony Albanese. One of the 10 everyday Aussies invited to the Queen's funeral alongside officials says she initially thought the call was a scam and was dodging the government's attempt to contact her by accident. Saba Abraham will be at the service alongside the PM and Governor General. Saba runs a not-for-profit restaurant in Brisbane and she's revealed she didn't pick up the phone until the third call. With COVID-19 still present in the community, government spending will increase by an extra $1.4 billion to help deliver services until the end of the year. Several assistance measures had been due to end this month, but the federal government has announced it will instead increase spending by more than $1 billion. Aged care facilities will receive the majority of the funding to pay for workforce costs and to cover the continuing costs of on-site PCR testing. Medicare rebates for COVID tests and other respiratory illnesses will also continue, plus extra cash will be spent on rapid antigen tests for service providers in high-risk settings. Australia and Indonesia have signed a pledge to increase economic cooperation. Treasurer Jim Chalmers met with the Indonesian finance minister in Canberra today to sign the Memorandum of Understanding ahead of a G20 finance ministers' meeting. The agreement will facilitate the exchange of departmental officials from both nations, with an emphasis on working together to strengthen tax policy and financial regulations. And Qantas is trying to win back the trust of its customers, stepping up its game after months of cancelled flights and lost baggage. 71% of flights ran on time in the first week of September. That's compared to July, when almost half of Qantas services ran late. That's your evening news headlines. If you want more from The Quickie, check out today's deep dive into our complicated feelings about mourning Queen Elizabeth II. Listen to The Quickie wherever you get your podcasts.